Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, March 1st, 2019. On this day in 1565, the city of Rio de Janeiro was founded. He was invited as a guest for a debate on the latest housing market report, but the construction city councilor of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Florian Schmidt, of the Green Party, used his appearance on Wednesday for a surprising political push. Schmidt said that his goal was that every second apartment in Berlin should be managed with the common good in mind, for example, through state-owned companies, cooperatives, and foundations. This was intended to remove the apartments from speculation. Schmidt said that Berlin needs, quote, a master plan 50%, that describes a way forward and is to be drawn up during this legislative period. Of the approximately 1.9 million apartments in Berlin, just over a quarter are currently managed by the state-owned housing companies and cooperatives. The share would therefore have to be almost doubled. The Green City Council also said that it supports the construction of high-rise buildings in order to preserve open spaces. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg was the first district to adopt such a high-rise model. In Schmidt's opinion, strict specifications for the construction of apartments oriented towards the common good could also, quote, activate the land resources at the Tempelhofer Feld. So far, the Greens have refused to build on the edges of the Feld. Schmidt said that he had been a member of a cooperative that was once supposed to build on the Tempelhof part of the area. However, the project had died with the referendum of 2014 against the development. The Berliner Mieterverein, or BMV, supports Schmidt's demand for a master plan. BMV managing director Rainer Wild stated that, quote, it is a matter of getting half of Berlin's rental housing stock in the public interest in the medium term, following the Viennese model. Without the support of the government, however, this will be difficult. The most recent figures on rental developments from the Wohnmarkt Report Berlin 2019 were published by the Bank Berlin HIP and the brokerage house CBRE. Anyone looking for a new apartment in Berlin last year was expected to pay an average of €10.34 per square meter. Even though rental price growth in Berlin has slowed somewhat, this does not reflect any trend. More than 40,000 rental offers from the first three quarters of last year were evaluated for the study. The offers were calculated for 190 postcode areas of the city and thus provide a precise overview of how expensive the areas are. The most expensive apartments were in the three inner city districts of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Mitte. Here, the mean values of the offered rents have reached or exceeded the threshold of €12 per square meter, like in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg recorded the highest increase, both in absolute and percentage terms, an increase of 9.1%, with a jump in rents on offer to €12.99 per square meter, which is an indication of the imminent displacement of households with low incomes, which still exist in large numbers there. In Mitte, apartments were offered for an average of €12.50 per square meter. The most expensive tenth of the offers even reached the €20 mark per square meter for the first time in Berlin. Lichtenberg is the only district in which rents for the cheapest tenth of the apartments on offer have fallen slightly compared to the previous year, by 0.8% to €6.20 per square meter. As in previous years, the lowest rent demands were in Spandau and Marzahn-Hellersdorf. Both were also the only districts in which apartments in the lower tenth of the price range were available for rents below €6 per square meter. Offer prices for condominiums rose by 12% to €4,150 per square meter. The report also describes a, quote, record value in residential construction. As of October of 2018, some 42,900 apartments were either under construction or under concrete planning, 25% more than in the previous year. City Councilor Schmidt says the pressure on Berlin would continue. In addition to protecting tenants in existing flats, the aim is to build new ones, stating that, quote, we are in favor of new construction, but in our own way. What is needed are cheap apartments. The Tenants Association described the rise in rents as, quote, dramatic despite the rent break and the increase in construction completions. Berlin is doing too little for new social housing. In the search for the missing Rebecca Reusch, the police apparently received their first clue. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, a piece of clothing was recovered. On Wednesday, the police had started a large search operation around the place of her disappearance at the Mauerweg in Britz, during which a helicopter of the federal police supported the task forces on the ground. Police spokesman Michael Gossen said that the search would continue because they had not been successful on Wednesday. On Thursday afternoon, a suspect was arrested. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, police had received 96 tips, and the authorities have not provided any information on their quality. In the Berlin district of Neu-Hohenschönhausen-Lichtenberg, a child fell and died from the 10th floor of a residential building on Wednesday evening. As a spokesman for the fire brigade told RBB, the emergency forces tried unsuccessfully to rescue the 7-year-old. According to police, there is no evidence of third-party negligence. It is assumed that it was a tragic accident. The boy's family is being cared for by emergency counselors. Teachers from Tempelhof Schöneberg are drawing attention to numerous grievances at their schools in a letter, criticizing in particular the implementation of inclusion. The letter from the State Teachers Committee Tempelhof Schöneberg, given to the Berliner Zeitung, states that, quote, the biggest structural problem at our schools accepted by the Senate is the implementation of integration and inclusion. Inclusion means that a school should do justice to all children, with or without disabilities. The teachers complain that there are too few special education teachers available, especially for students with behavioral problems. They write that it is not uncommon for a third of the children in a primary school class to show behavioral problems, and the reasons for this lie in the transitions of childhood and in changed family structures. The letter goes on to say that they believe it is the Senate's responsibility to take appropriate measures to ensure the schooling of an entire generation of pupils. Teachers add that the more gifted pupils suffer from the inadequate staffing and space, which does not do justice to the implementation of inclusion, and also point out a particular problem, class size. It remains very high despite many children in need for support, because pupils start school without their support status having already been determined. According to the report in the Berliner Zeitung, there have recently been several primary schools in the district which have made the headlines because of pupils who have behavioral problems and are being bullied. However, there are also some model schools that have been working well to integrate handicapped children for decades. These schools had been pioneers in this field, but now at best only function on average. In addition, the teachers also criticize the structural, personnel, and technical equipment of their schools, specifically an insufficient number of computers. The understaffing at the schools is due to a lack of personnel planning in the past 20 years. Teachers add that the root of that problem is the shortage of training capacity at Berlin universities. Per the letter, school management is sinking into administrative work instead of concentrating on core tasks. The committee therefore calls for a sustainable personnel policy, smaller classes, and better technical equipment, including support staff. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.